We ask that you usher in your presence in a special way. Father God, we ask you to bless every man here present, Father God. Father God, we ask that your presence will be upon us, Father God. Father God, that would lead us, Father God, into the battle that we're leading, Father God. And Father God, as every man here, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the leadership upon every man in this place, Father. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that through today, Father God, their families will be blessed. And Father God, that we will truly see after this evening, Father God, mighty, mighty men of valor, Father God. Father God, men who prepare to take on armies, Father God, for the work that you call them to. Father God, we ask you break, Father God, yokes and burdens, Father God, and you destroy, Father God. Father God, things and things which would distract their lives, Father God. And Father God, I ask you that they walk in a special anointing from today, Father God. That Father God, everything they come for in this place today, Father God, that every need, Father God, will be answered in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything they ask for in your name, Jesus, they would get today in Jesus' name. Father God, as we break through, Father God, into a new realm, Father God, I ask, Father God, that there'll be a special anointing, Father God. A special anointing. A special anointing, Father God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Osiki kakora bama. Dio remama mama hindora dos kendara baba. Dio romun kosa daraba sanora buku yara baba sta. Dio robosan daraba baba kikiora mama hindora baba. Dio remama sanora bobosta. And Father God, that you would bring this family together, Father God. Father God. For Father God, those of us who don't know each other, Father. Father God, that we would know each other. Father God, we would know each other. Father God, and we will stand up for each other. Father God, this would be a true fellowship. This would be a true fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, let your vision be seen in this place today. Let your vision come forth today. Thank you, Lord.
Today's conference is called Who Do You Serve? And the question is, it's based on Joshua 24:15, and if anybody's got it with them, I just want to just read it out. It says,
and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, that which were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
And that's what the conference is about today. And as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I tell you, even now, I tell you, I feel the presence of God. I tell you, all I want is the presence of God wherever we go, wherever we go. So I praise God. Thank you for everybody who turned up today. I expect mighty things to happen. The first session, Who Do We Serve, is based on the concept of bow down and worship Him. And really, that's the bottom line, bow down and worship Him as men. Even after he said to myself, I'm crying, God, I can't stop crying, what's wrong with me? And all these guys are watching me. But you know, that's the bottom line. If I can do it in front of my family, and you're my family, because you're all brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ. So I thank you, Lord, that we're here together to share today for the first part of the morning between 10 and 12. It's just to share, all of us to share in some way. So don't be surprised if all of you here share in some way. You're gonna have, there's a psalm in your heart, there's a hymn on your heart, there's a word in your heart. I'd like to share it. Share it to the brothers. strengthen each other, build each other up. Because this is a bodybuilding conference, a bodybuilding in not just mind, spirit, but soul, everything. So I thank you. I want to say thank you to Pastor Isaac over there who's here. Praise God. Pastor Liam who's here. Thank you very much. All the sound is basically to do with him. I want to thank you for Mark Kincaid for us here. Every time he plays the music, my heart is... Anyway, so thanks. We're going to just pray before we start again. And what we're going to do after that is just, you're going to just ask God for forgiveness, first of all, and repentance, yeah? Get ourselves right with God. And that's the bottom line. All of you in here, I probably expect to know God already. But just in case you don't know, there's a chance to get to know God, get to know him for yourself. We were discussing yesterday in the car about walking in faith, and that when God, excuse me if I don't say the scripture 100% correctly, but Jesus says when he sees us, he's going to say, Lord, Lord, I prophesied in your name, I did this in your name, I've done that in your name. And he's going to say, move from me, you work of iniquity, I never knew you. And when we start to discuss that, we realize it's a one-on-one thing. So when I see God, it's going to be God and me. And there'll be no one else around. All right? And he's going to go, and I'll say, God, did I do this? Did I do this men's conference? God, no. And he goes to me, yep, I didn't know you. I didn't know you, Frederick. Who are you? So it's a chance for us, all of us, to just get to know God, just in our personal way, just worship God in our own ways, in spirit and in truth. I was trying to ask people, how do you show that you're worshipping God in spirit and truth? How do you show that? What physically can I do? And there's nothing physically I can do. It's just a spiritual thing. So I just say to everybody at this moment in time, well, we've got the time, because to take the time out today to be here, you've sacrificed, and I thank you for your sacrifice. The second thing is that, you know, because we're so busy, we don't have the time to just dwell and in God's presence. Even on the Sunday mornings, we kind of like, it's a rush service, you know, everything is rushed. But we've got at least an hour here to bathe in the presence of the Lord. Just get filled with the presence of the Lord. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, Jesus lives inside us, but, you know, he wants us to be overflowing. So just spend this time with Mark playing the tear. When he plays anyway, I'll just be in my little choir just praising God anyhow. So, and just, we're going to just pray God in. He's here already, but we just want to see him. There's a pastor that was here not too long at our church, and he said that when you pray, there's healing in prayer, there's deliverance in prayer, there's everything in prayer, there's all, everything in worship, praising God. So we just praise God and expect miracles. Whatever you're believing God for, just ask for God to do it now in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, who can I get? Isaac, do you mind if I get you just to do a prayer for me at the moment, just to open up? And then what we're going to do is we're going to just lead everybody in. And as God leads, we're going to just going to worship him. Please.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You can bow your heads if you want to. Close your eyes if you want to. Bear with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we're here today, we want to thank you because this was planned out before we were even born. We are here because of a divine purpose. There's a reason for all of us being here today. And Lord, I ask that where we are individuals but one, that we all contribute to what you've done in our lives. All of us have experiences. All of us have something to say, something to give that is beneficial. And I pray that for once we will not hold back. For once we will not just look like men. But for once, we would act like men. For once, we would be real and not concern ourselves with anybody else in the sense of what it may look like to others. For once, may this be the start of something fabulous where it comes to being free. In the name of Jesus, may this affect us all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.